This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Woman of Valor, the author Lynn Gladner. Lynn Gladner writes emotional novels with compelling Jewish characters who are determined to fill their lives with passion, purpose, and love. Her first novel, Woman of Valor, joins a body of work that includes 2 poetry collections and 6 nonfiction books, including Hide and Seek, Jewish Women and Hair Covering, and The Flavors of Faith, Holy Breads. Lynn is also a writing coach, marketing entrepreneur, and host of the Make Meaning podcast. And her creative nonfiction has been published around the world with a BA from the University of Michigan, Go Blue, and an MFA from Goddard College. Lynn is the mother of 4, makes her home in Huntington Woods, Michigan. Happy to have Lynn Gladner join me here for the first time on Speaking of Writers. Lynn, welcome to this program.
Thanks, Steve. I'm so excited to be here.
So this novel, Woman of Valor, what is it all about?
Well, it's about a young woman, Sally, who was raised not really any religion, although her mother was Jewish. And as a journalist in Chicago, she's assigned a story about ethnic and cultural communities. And the first one is the Orthodox Jewish world. And this assignment comes right after her heart is broken. Her college boyfriend leaves her with no explanation. And she dives right in and finds herself really attracted to the community. And so the book actually starts 10 years later. She's fully Orthodox. She's married to an always been Orthodox man. They have 3 kids. She's happy with her life. She's made these choices deliberately, and her identity is really strong. And then a bunch of things happen. This college ex-boyfriend, John, finds her online and says he made a big mistake, never should have broken up with her. And at the same time, her oldest son is abused at his school, and she and her husband respond differently. They're both outraged, but they want to take different actions, and it causes a rift in their marriage, which leads to a lot of things. And so that's all I'll say to not give any spoilers, but the big question is, will she stay? Will she go? How will this all turn out?
So Lynn, how did you create this main character, Sally Sterling?
Well, Sally is just an amalgamation of a lot of people I've known and been. This book is not about me. I did spend a decade in the Orthodox world. I'm not Orthodox anymore, but I'm very proudly Jewish and committed to my community. But I wanted to write a story about a young woman who makes a choice nobody expects, because we have lots of stories of people who were raised religious who leave it because it's too constrictive. And I wanted to choose somebody who made the opposite decision and is happy with it. She doesn't feel oppressed. She doesn't feel stuck. She doesn't want out. And then when she's challenged with things, as happens in every community, she has to really decide if this decision was a good choice, and if she can stay despite seeing some flaws or some cracks in the community that was really idealistic for her before then. And I wanted it to be a positive story about the Orthodox community, even with its ugliness, because every community has it. But I didn't want to trash the community. I wanted it to be something beautiful. I also wanted to really show her in a passionate marriage, because that isn't something we see in religious stories either. That was the goal. So that's how I came to create Sally.
Let's talk about setting here and sense of place. Skokie, Illinois. Why there for the setting in this book?
So, you know, it's a pretty big Orthodox community. It's had an Orthodox population for a long time. And I wanted her to be a young college graduate who went to a big city, and it would be plausible, you know. So she went to the University of Michigan. I take that from my own background, which we discussed before the show. I'm a big Michigan fan. And a lot of Michigan young adults do move to Chicago. It's the closest big city. Detroit is a big city, but it's different. And Chicago has sort of that pulse that Detroit really doesn't. And although I love Detroit, and it's got more of a provincial feeling, whereas Chicago has that big city feel. So I think that's something that I've seen over and over again. A lot of people from Michigan, when they want to start their adult lives, they go to Chicago. And I thought that was a natural fit for her.
What was your primary challenge in writing this novel?
So, you know, Steve, I started it in 2011 and I wrote 60 pages and I got stuck, because back then I really didn't know enough about writing fiction. Although this is not the first novel I wrote. My first novel I wrote 23 years ago and have rewritten it, and it's still in a drawer. May always stay there. But But I wrote this one, and I was just 3 years out of my first marriage and having left the Orthodox world. I think it was a little too new for me, and I didn't have that distance and perspective, and I didn't know how to think through the story. So I put it aside when I stalled after those 60 pages. And I came back to it 10 years later in 2021, and I had enough perspective and time and maturity of my writing skills too to take a look at it and be deliberate in what I wanted to create. And so I still pantsed it. I by nature I'm a pantser. From writing this book, I've trained myself to be a plotter, which I can go into if you want. But I really wanted to create a story that wasn't whiny, that wasn't people lamenting their life, which I think the first 60 pages were. And so when I went back to it, I made different choices and had to really start from scratch. And so, it took some time, and I definitely, went over it a few times myself. Then I hired a developmental editor because I wanted fresh eyes on it, and that helped a lot. And so I feel like the final product I'm really proud of, and it's a cohesive story that has all the elements I was aiming for, but it definitely took a few rounds to get there.
Lynn Gladner is my guest here on Speaking of Writers. Her new book is Woman of Valor. I'm going to talk to you about the writing process, but let's start here. Have you always wanted to be a writer?
I think I would say I've always been a writer. My mom says I was six when I started writing stories, and so I'll go with that. And I've done it ever since. I mean, when I was in high school, not only was I on the high school newspaper staff, I freelanced for the local newspaper as a teenager. And so I did that all the way through. And then I graduated from Michigan. I went to New York. I was a journalist for 15 years in my career, writing for magazines and newspapers all over the country. And I always wanted to write a book. So when I went to graduate school for my MFA in writing, when I was already, a young adult working in New York and then in Washington, D.C., I definitely had that as my goal. And I said I wanted to write a book by the time I was 30. I graduated from my MFA at 25, and my master's thesis was a manuscript, a poetry manuscript, that was accepted by a publisher before graduation. So I came to graduation with a box of books. And it was a dream come true. And so I've always wanted to write books. Anything I'm curious about, I sort of start to explore through writing and research and interviews. And so my previous eight books were labors of love, things I did on the side, propelled by curiosity and the desire to write. But this one was different because I made a decision about 5 years ago that, I really want to build my life by writing books and novels if I can. And so I really have sort of shifted my life around so that I can focus on my writing first and foremost. And Woman of Valor is the first of what I hope will be many novels that you'll hear about from me.
Lynn, you mentioned research. How do you research for your books?
So when I'm writing a novel, which is obviously very different than nonfiction because I'm interviewing people and, doing that research to write them. But when I'm writing a novel, I now plan it out. I use a tool that I've developed that I really take time to imagine the different parts of the story arc, and I also do character sketches in advance. I do research after I've written the draft. So I might write the book and it's really rough, the messy first draft. But then little details I want to make more accurate. So like my next novel, for example, or actually I can even talk about this one. When I was writing about Skokie, I've been to Skokie. I have not lived there. It's been a long time since I was there. So, I didn't know any street names or restaurants or even the types of houses. And I felt like those details were important. So I did a lot of research about Skokie, Illinois, about the Jewish community there. And, really, I mean, I even did research when I was writing about Sally's wedding, which downtown hotel would she be likely to host it in? And, what was, just those types of details. So I do a lot of online research, but like for my next novel, it takes place partially in Scotland, partially in Michigan. And I went to Scotland because I had been there, but I hadn't been in the parts that I was writing about. And I felt like I really needed that information, but I also did online research. It's a little bit historical. I mean, it's not that long ago. It takes place about 10 years ago. But I, was looking for like what was the beer of the year when someone's ordering in a pub in 2014. And so I wanted to look that up so I could have those details and stuff. So that's I do a mix of research online, but also, in person if I can.
What, in your opinion, are the most important elements of good writing?
Wow. I mean, I think that good writing is something that brings the reader in, that you feel like you're in the scene, you're in the character's heads, you know them, the people are coming to life for you. And so I think that the writer has to take their time to build believable dialogue, to think about those little details and character traits and quirks that make a character come alive. And so I think it's taking your time. I think great writing doesn't just happen. Even those of us who've spent our lives writing, it's the persistence, it's the dedication to the task that makes it really good, because you know that your first draft's going to be kind of rough. And so you have to go back over and over and be open to the feedback and make it come alive with those rich details and specifics.
I mentioned in the introduction that you write emotional novels. Lynn, when you're writing an emotionally draining, sexy, or sad scene, how do you get in the mood?
Gosh, that's a really good question. I find that my characters really come to life when I'm writing a novel. And so I start, I just start with my writing, whatever it is for that day. And I do write 5 days a week for, 3 to 4 hours at a time. And I get into where the characters are. And eventually that flow happens where they start to sort of speak to me, and I'm in their heads, or they're in mine, and they're channeling through me. And there have been scenes where I will reread and I'm like, I wrote that, like, I don't know. I think it's just getting back in and getting to know my characters so well that they take over the writing. It becomes a collaborative effort.
What is the most difficult part, if any, about writing for you?
Well, I think it's sometimes keeping going, and I'm a really impatient person, so I want it to be done and perfect right away. I have some essays that I've been working on for years, that, and because I do still write creative nonfiction, and I just want them published. But it takes time to get it right, and so sticking with it and believing in myself and the possibility of the story, so that I can get to that finished point to put it out in the world, I think that's the hardest part.
Did publishing your first book change your process of writing at all?
So my first book was that collection of poetry from grad school, and I don't think so, but I will say that publishing my ninth book, my first novel, did. So I and this is a really great story, I think, for people to hear, because the publishing industry is a business and it's always changing. And so I had 8 books published by publishers who chose me, who selected the work, and so there's a lot of validation in that. And for my novel, when I set out, I wasn't sure if I wanted to go the route of querying agents and finding a publisher or doing it myself, because publishing has really evolved to a point where there's a lot of great reasons to self-publish. But I grew up at a time where that was just frowned upon. So I did a little bit of querying, and I got great feedback from agents, and even an offer from a publisher that wasn't a great contract, so I turned it down. And I ultimately decided to start my own press and put my book out that way, because I wanted creative control. I want to write a book a year for the rest of my life. I don't want anybody else to slow me down. And yet I want it to be high quality. So, I think that changing from pantsing to plotting, and then changing to really take ownership of my publishing journey, were the most significant changes that I made with this book. And they're pretty big. So, it's not to say that I won't go the route of agent and publisher in the future, but I might not. I might just keep on this path and see where it takes me.
I mentioned too in the introduction, you are a writing coach. So if you could tell your younger writing self anything, what would it be?
To keep going and to not put writing on the back burner or as a side thing. I've had really successful careers, and I'm grateful for them. So I was a journalist for 15 years. I've taught at the college level for a really long time. For the past 17 years, I've been a marketing entrepreneur. That's all great. And I think that being in marketing has brought me to this point of being able to publish my own book and get it out there and have a book tour and speaking events and make money at it. But I do wish I had written books as my focus when I was younger. I don't know if I would have been as successful, but I just didn't believe that there was, that I could make any money at it or I could succeed at it. I didn't have that self-belief. And I wish I could tell that younger person to believe in herself more and give it a shot instead of putting it off all these years.
The author is Lynn Gladner. The book is Woman of Valor, and you can connect online with Lynn Golodner. She has a website, Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Golodner, G-O-L-O-D-N-E-R, all one word, .com. Lynn, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
And this is Speaking of Writers.